Hello.
How you going, brother? Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It has.
I think a year or something.
Yeah.
Where are you? You're just at home.
Yes, I mean, well, in the studio in my house, yeah. I don't look much like a studio because everything's out of shot, but
No, I love
yeah.
it. I love it. Is that a creature behind you? Like a bust of the creature?
Oh, we're here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man. Yeah, nice. That's way better than my trash room. So, but it's good to talk to you again, man. Thanks for hanging out on the show.
Yeah, no worries. I only literally found out about 2 hours ago,
Oh,
so a bit ill prepared, hence why I'm here.
yeah, I was at work and the email came through. I was like, yeah, all right, let's go. Cool.
Cool.
Always good to hang out. But, mate, very excited that Cradle of Filth are finally coming back to Australia now. I'm trying to remember the last time was 2019.
Pre-pandemic, you know, that big chunk of 2 years that disappeared. Exactly.
Man, I was just trying. I was like, was it earlier than that? Because it's like nothing makes sense since that time. So I'm trying to retrace who I've seen and haven't seen. But mate,
Yeah.
I think it was a good show. It was.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I enjoyed the pandemic. We were, funny enough, Pandemic England was like the most glorious weather we've ever had. And then that's when nobody could go out. Apart from me, I was allowed to go
Yeah.
and record this album, which meant I was having the time of my life. Next year was a bit naff, though. But yeah, ever since the pandemic, weather's just gone to absolute bollocks again, which is so ironic, really. Like a cosmic joke.
It is, isn't it? It is. I'm feeling it down here too. But mate, you've been to Australia so many times over the years.
Well,
Like, do you still love coming down here, even though it's a really long ass flight?
talking of long ass flights, we're doing a one-off at Jak in Jakarta at the weekend. So that's like there's gonna be a total of three flights to get there, three flights to get back. So yeah, I don't mind the flights. I just put on a movie or go to sleep or read a book. Love coming to Australia, but as you said, it's not somewhere you can just pop over to at the weekend. And it has to be planned. If you're coming over with a band, it's obviously has to tie with other shows. And we've been over about 12 times, 13 times live. Loving it, absolutely love it. It's great. We've got so many friends there. One of my friends is actually, she lives over here now, but she's Australian. She's back there at the moment in Perth. And she's sending me back, sending people back images of, the good weather there and stuff, and rubbing it in, basically,
Yeah.
rubbing it in.
Well, you're coming right in September, so it's going to be that perfect weather.
Yes, of
It's
course.
going to be awesome. What's going on in Jakarta? What's is that Hamasonic? Is that
It
what you...
is indeed. Yes, yeah, it is.
That's my dream to play that festival, hey. Like
Yeah.
here it's nothing but awesome. They love it over
Yeah,
there.
no, it's great. A bit of second time we played it, and it was awesome the first time. It was supposed to be tacked onto the. It was supposed to be coinciding with some Chinese dates and a couple in Thailand, but unfortunately, we didn't get our visas in time for China, so. We had to say, well, no, but unfortunately, we couldn't forsake this festival. So it's just a one-off. I've got a wedding in Milan, literally as soon as I get back. Not mine, of course. And I'm bound to sleep through it now. Because it's going to be, like, say, one long ass flight.
Flight.
So.
Yeah. More than one. But mate, you bring in of course Infected Rain down with you as well. I really like that band. And
Yeah,
Lena's
the band,
amazing.
not the band, not the British weather.
No,
Just in
don't
case
do
you
that.
need an
We've had enough of
excuse.
that shit.
Yeah, and turns out with a gas mask.
We have it at least once a year at the start of the year. We either get fire or we get flood or we get fire or flood or both. So that's Australia, you know.
So that's like a Man of War album title.
Hey. Lower vocals. But mate, have you played with those two with those guys before and girl, of course?
Infected
Headline?
Rain.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. They do share management company with us. Obviously, my good friend Des
Yes.
Pafara from Cold Chamber, Devil Driver, the Oracle Management.
That's right.
And no, we haven't, but we're very much looking forward to it. We recently just came off a European tour with Wednesday 13 supporting us and become the best of friends with that guy. So cool. And they all also share management with us. Henceforth, why I was like, yeah, absolutely fine. Like Infected Rain, they're doing really well at the moment. Lena seems like a cool chick. And if you're saying they're a great band to tour with, I totally believe you after touring with Wednesday.
I love Wednesday. He was just here too. He traveled. He
He
comes
was
here.
just there just before he came straight from Australia to our tour in Europe.
Mate.
And he had only good things to say about Australia. Obviously, juxtaposition because he went straight from there to bloody Finland and freezing cold.
Everyone's just wants to stay here. They don't, you know,
Yeah.
don't ask why, but they like to stay here. But of course, you recently released the double live album Trouble and Their Double Lives, which is also amazing. Have you got plans to maybe record some stuff in Australia? Maybe like Cradle Down Under?
Well, we record what we can. The live album was kind of born out of necessity of not having a live album for so long. And what with the delays due to the pandemic and the fact that Existence is Futile was like a year and a half late, it kind of had a knock-on effect. So our new album, I'm actually going to be finishing the vocals up tomorrow and Thursday. It's probably going to look at first release single about the same time as coming to Australia, actually. I think pretty much spot on with a tentative release for March next year. But again, like I say, everything's been shunted along because of that pandemic. And henceforth why we decided to put two original tracks on the live album as well. So we just felt like, such a big gap. We don't want to turn into bloody Metallica. I'm getting too old to be like Metallica. Metallica are too old to be like Metallica. What the fuck's wrong with, it's all right to have 9 years between each album, but you're gonna run out of years soon.
That's right. It's like Tool albums. It's even longer. I can count how many kids I've had. They've all grown up and, you know, over
But
the.
whilst listening to one record,
Yes.
I agree, totally sympathize.
Is, yeah. I do like them. You know, they do stagger the releases a lot. But mate, this new album, is there a big concept you're working on behind it? Like, what can we sort of expect? Pretty exciting.
Well, I can't really talk much about it because, I'm going to be doing all this in not until probably next year. But no, it's great. Obviously, I'm going to say it, but I'm loving it. It's been very sporadic, the recording on it. We started in July last year, but then we were in the studio, laid the drums down, and then we were off on tour for like 2 months. And we've been all over the world since. So it's been a different way to record, but it's cool. And the material's so strong. Very, very catchy. There's no like softening. It's very hard to describe. It's got everything everybody wants from a Cradle album and more. And it's definitely another step up from Existence is Futile.
So not a folk album.
Huh? No, 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 not a folk album. Not this time.
No.
Maybe next time.
But you
It's more
might.
heading towards, yeah. It's more heading towards extreme militant Islamic rap on a few tracks, and
Okay.
the rest is reggae.
Reggae. Okay. Yep. That's a new thing. Extreme black metal reggae. I don't think
It'd
it's
be
been heard of.
horrible, wouldn't it?
Oh, mate. It's somewhere out there. But
Yeah,
your
it'd be
mate
Dreggae.
he's on this one. Is that where the track's coming out? Because last time we spoke, we were talking to that you did the track with Ed Sheeran, but it hasn't been coming
Yeah,
out.
we've done the track. The thing with that is, it was due to come out on the album, but I think our album would have to be put back. So we're probably just going to save it for the special edition of said album. And that's because when you work with one of the world's biggest artists, you get certain. I mean, I still chat with him. He messaged me this morning because we were talking about football teams. He's like the investor. Ipswich Town, which is where I live, they're about to go to the Premiership. If they win tonight, they're pretty much destined for the Premiership. And I don't support Ipswich Town, even though I live there. I support Rangers. We helped them last week by slaughtering Leeds. So we were just commenting about that. But yeah, we're under certain jurisdictions, and the fact that he's taken a blackout year this year, where, I mean, no musical output. So it kind of delayed when we can release our song, because we can't release it at the same time he's releasing an album, because he's going to be like, you know, it's just not how it's done. So probably expect that a little later, but it doesn't matter. It's a timeless classic.
Everyone's so
people love it. People are interested about it. When there's only been a handful of people have heard it, and I had to play it to someone who was a real stickler, like, was so, kept going on at me, oh my god, it was our lighting guy, gotta hear it, but it sounds like shit. I played it to him and he was blown away. So I there's a good benchmark, I think, because he really is one of those people who probably wouldn't have liked it. Just through the ideology that he had in his head, that it was going to be sounding too much like this. It sounds like Ed Sheeran, sounds like us. It's got a blast beat in it. That's all you need to know.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm all about them blast beats, man. Yeah, I'm keen to hear it. Everyone's keen to hear it. Everyone's been talking about it. It's been probably one of the most talked about things. You're probably sick of talking about it by this point.
I am sick of that talking about it. Thank you very much.
You're like, I don't have stuff asking about it. But, mate, you know, at least everyone's keen about it. But one thing I did want to know is, of course, as the world and technology has changed, with some bands adapting and adopting to AI, it's a bit of a hot subject at the moment. What do you think about bands using AI? Do you think it's blasphemous? Do you think it's taken away the...
Well, we used AI on part of our artwork on Livebait, and we got a lot of shit for it. And at the time, I didn't see a problem with it. But I do now, because I've done a lot of research. And my girlfriend is a tattooist, a well-known tattooist, and she works in this well-famous tattoo studio. And they've had lots of debates about it, like proper, you know, late night, hour-long conversations about it. And initially, I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was a great gateway tool for everything, because you can just, oh, I need a design, I need this, I need that, oh, I'll just do that, oh, that set me up on my way. Now I think it's very, very dangerous. I mean, I get sick on, I look on Instagram, you know, when I do, and then I go, oh yeah, oh wait, that's AI. Oh wait, that's AI. And it's just like, don't know what's real, what isn't. Mm. I appreciate the sort of nightmarish qualities of AI when it regenerates, I don't know, like Star Wars as a 50s movie or stuff like that. It's all very interesting, and it just like seems like it's ripped out of a dream. But I think it's seriously going to impact everybody's work soon. As I was saying to a friend of mine, who he's like one of the top programmers. He writes code for computer games and lots of other things as well. He's mega bucks. And I was having a conversation with him, and he was asking me the same question. What do you think about AI? And I said, what I'm worried about is the day that someone can just write an album that we've been working on 8 months, literally overnight, and they have nothing to do with it. All they say is, I want an album to sound like this, with Danny Filth's vocals, his ideology here, these lyrics, that guy drummer, I'm not keen on this, so I'll bring the guy from Emperor in or whatever, and I want it done by the morning. And he said, you're joking, right? And I went, yeah, well, it will happen soon. He said, well, how would you like a song to be? Just name me any... So I said, okay, a doom track, and it's got to be about Joan of Arc. And he literally gave it to me minutes later, this new program. I was gobsmacked. With lyrics, with a band, like a band. It wasn't real, but it was a band all dressed up in that ideology. So it had a kind of pagan vibe to it.
Mm.
The song, even though it was a complete song, it was like 2 minutes of a song. If you give me a demo back in the day of that, I mean, this is fucking incredible. Who are they? And if that's that now, in a year's time, most of us are going to be out of a job, because it's already gone that way with streaming platforms. Nobody's interested in buying record. I know that the elite, metal elite are, and I love the fact that people are very passionate, the metal crowd, about their bands. And so they buy everything. They buy special editions, they buy the special edition, they buy the box set, they buy merch, et cetera, et cetera. That's what's keeping the scene alive. I can see you're into that shit as well, because you've got loads of it behind you.
The bane of my wife's existence.
But the majority of people are just about platforms And, you know, oh, this album's come out. Oh, cool. I've never heard this band. And then they
Oh.
download the entire back catalogue within 5 minutes. And then they're an expert on that band as well. And obviously, yeah, you could say, yeah, well, probably it's a good thing. My house is getting smaller incrementally because the amount of CDs that are building up. But I can't see any possible way, unless there's some kind of government interference. And although they have put it before Congress about paying musicians a bit more money, because we get, you know, I mean, last year we had something like 30 million views, and I got paid. Oh dear, I won't even tell you how much you got paid. It's, you know, it's pathetic. So from that, from Spotify, whatever it was peanuts, literally peanuts. So yeah, no, I'm not keen on AI. As an ideology, great. But if you look behind it, and if it's doing this now, and people worried about the whole, you know, Sarah Connor thing, and you know, the advent of Skynet, well, it's already here.
Yeah, we can't afford it. I mean, look, we've got Johnny Cash
And you know,
and Barbie
there's
Girl.
plenty of, what with the world, you know, in the at loggerheads at the moment, and conflicts striking up all over the place. This is all human error. We haven't actually got to the artificial part yet, where it decides that we're all, you know, enemies. So I mean, it's I've been reading a lot of papers on it, and it's terrifying.
It is.
It's terrifying, and it's here already. So make of it as you will.
Yeah, as I said, when you got Johnny Cash singing Barbie Girl, it's kind of a bit too fucking far. But yeah, I wouldn't like that. But hey, man, let's go back to the beginning. Of course, you know, your first album, man, The Principle of Evil Made Flesh, turned 30 this year, which is crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. Especially as I'm only 25.
No, I know. How'd that happen? How'd you do it?
I don't know. It's something to do with God
Oh,
and
okay. Time travel. But mate, how was that? Like, did you celebrate it in some way? Did you sit down and chuck it on the old record player or?
I did none of the sort. We recorded two tracks, To Eve the Art of Witchcraft and of Mist and Midnight Skies, which we might release for Record Store Day next year, as a single, you know, like old school single on actual single vinyl. But no, not really, because to be fair, every year's an anniversary for us now of some album or other. I mean, Cruelty release date was like was not so long ago, and then Damnation wasn't so long ago, and I think something was yesterday as well. And it's like from now on, in every year is an anniversary, so it's not that special. But it does, 30 years of being an actual, you know, legit professional. Don't have a proper job, but I am a professional for 30 years. So that's something to say.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, I remember, you know, going into record stores back in the 90s, the late 90s, and just seeing Cradle of Filth everywhere. And it was still like a semi-underground band before you guys just really exploded. You know, was there a moment where you sort of went, oh, this is happening? Like, this is actually happening.
Well, we had a really weird thing, because we took our first record company to court, and the EP, so fucking confusing, because the EP Vampire was our way of like getting off their label. We had to give them something in order that we took the rights to Dust Couldn't Embrace, which we'd already recorded in 1995, and then the band fragmented into two halves, and the three of us, myself, Robin Eaglestone and Nick Barker, took the band forward, got new people, won the court case in some respect of giving them the previous record company, Vinyl Solution / Cacophonous Records, the Vampire EP. So that came out in, I think, April 96. And then we'd already won the rights back to re-record Dust. So we did that in summer 96 and released that, I think, on Halloween. So we had two albums that year, and it was and coming from a shitty label that were just a bane of our lives, to being on Music for Nations, who were like, had their shit together, you know, they were right up there, had, you know, proper good everything, trips to America for, you know, promotion, et cetera, et cetera. We catapulted. That was the time, that year, 96.
That was unreal, man. Hey, I remember that. I remember, and just all my mates just digging it, you know? And he's still doing it all these years later, man. Congratulations.
I know. I was saying to my girlfriend about it the other day, and she said, "Well, that's amazing. That's like 3 years before I was born." 3 years. 3 years. She was actually born. Yeah, she was born the year The Principal came out,
Wow,
94.
man. Wow.
Oh, no, hang about. Yeah. She would, sorry, the other way around. She was like two when that actually happened. But yeah, when the band formed, she wasn't even alive.
Wow, man. That's crazy.
That blew my mind as well.
Yeah. But you still look young. That's a good thing about it, man. You still look like a young lad.
Oh, that's, this is all AI. That's
Oh,
one
really?
thing we've got
Yeah,
to
that's
thank.
pretty cool. Yeah. And this
Make
is
sure,
I
yeah,
know.
exactly.
Yeah.
Just, yeah,
Yeah.
just like a shriveled prune sitting in.
Yeah, this is just a filter. But mate, thanks again for hanging out on the show, man. I can't wait to see you in September. It's gonna be really kick ass.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, actually. Yeah, I'm pleased it got announced so quickly. I didn't think it was going to be announced for another couple of months, but it kind of justifies, you know, you, oh yes, we're definitely doing it. Start getting the buzz around it. It's something to very much look forward to. I mean, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, or any of you Antipodeans. But coming to Australia is like coming on holiday. I know you've got gigs to do and that, but it feels like a holiday. So there's something else to be looking forward to.
Yeah, we'll look after you. Get you some beers, get your feed, you know,
Yeah.
beach. Yeah, it's a holiday. So you just got to work
Exactly.
a little bit. Yeah. But, mate, we'll have all the links down here and on the website. Danny, you take care and I'll see you in Brisbane, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you ever so much. Take care. Have
See you, brother.
a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheerio.